Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to Matthew 28, and let's all stand and read together verses 1 through 6, and then we're just going to ask God to take us where He needs to take us. Amen? Allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank You, Lord, for this awesome day. And Lord, there is one last prayer that I forgot to lift up, and we lift up Deborah Michaela to You right now. Lord, she lies in a critical condition bed right now. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that You would also resurrect her, oh God. Lord, that You would raise her up, oh God. So we pray for our sister right now. She would be right here in her seat if it wasn't for the incident that took place. But God, we're believing in You to raise her up. So Lord, we're asking now, God, that You would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless You and praise You in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, Jesus Has Risen on Nissan 17. That's right. We're not talking about a Japanese car either. Nissan is the biblical month that Jesus rose again. So how many saw yesterday the Ten Commandments? Once a year, they bring it on, don't they? Well, yesterday was actually Passover. So Jesus was crucified and He died on Passover. So if you count 3 days later on the biblical calendar, that will be this Tuesday. It's Nisan 17. And so we're going to remember this morning what God has done for you and I. Are we there at Matthew 28? Let's all read together verses 1 through 6. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. Verse 3. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified." Verse 6. He is not here, for He is risen. Say that with me. For He is risen. One more time. He is risen. As He said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearer and reader of His word. You may be seated. Saints, Easter is the celebration of the greatest message ever delivered. I heard a story just now. I never knew about the dog in the cage. Praise God. Hey, you know what? That's a sermon all by itself. Brother G, I'm going to have you preach that one Sunday morning. I think we were all mutts in a cage, weren't we? With our face planted against the cage. And so what first appeared to be a defeat, saints, turned out to be an accomplishment of amazing mission by Jesus Christ, who overcame death. And He lives forevermore. I need you to pay attention to this next screen right here. Our Jewish friends, they celebrate this every year. It's called the Seven Feasts of the Lord. But they don't see Christ in it. We see Christ in it. Amen. So right up here, if you can see the little ready pointy, right there where I'm pointing was yesterday. Passover. On the biblical calendar, it was Nisan 15. Amen? So, He went in the tomb, and they're celebrating from now until Tuesday, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and then He rose again on Nisan 17, first fruits. So now, 50 days later, the Holy Ghost was poured out on Pentecost. You remember in Acts? Look at that. And then the fall feasts are trumpets, Yom Kippur, and tabernacles. Now, trumpets, we don't know what year. Could it be this year? Could it be next year? We don't know. Bible doesn't tell us specifically. But many believe that when Jesus comes back, he's coming back the second time on the Feast of Trumpets. And so, right now, we're in this time frame on the biblical calendar. So Tuesday, we can actually, remember when you saw the movie God's Not Dead, everyone was texting, God's not dead, God's not dead. Well, I'm going to encourage you Tuesday, text everyone you know, he is risen. He is risen. Can I get an amen? Amen. Thank you, God. And so, saints, I need you to, I'm asking a question. What was Jesus' mission? What was his mission? See, the Son of God left heaven to come to earth to accomplish all that the Father had given him to do. So we're going to look at some biblical points, and then we're going to pray and ask God to just bless us this day. Amen. So number one, Jesus came to reveal the Father. He came to reveal his Father. And so in the Old Testament, there are glimpses of the heavenly Father. But when the Son of God appeared to all human flesh, mankind was given a much greater degree of revelation. Amen. So in the book of John, John mentions several scriptures. Let's look at the first one. John 8:19. If you knew me, you would also know my Father. So Jesus had to come so that we could tangibly feel and hear and know him. The apostles wrote it down. They were there. They embraced him. They held him. And Jesus says, when you see me, you've seen the Father. So God had to come down in human flesh to be with us. He had to interact with us. He had to feel the same emotional distresses that we would feel. But here was the unique thing about Jesus. He had no sin. He had no sin. Glory. Look at John 10:30. I and the Father are one. Are one. One in God. Can I get an amen? And look what it says in John 14:11. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. And guess what? Because you have received Jesus Christ, he's in you. Thank you, God, forevermore. Hallelujah. We are sealed until the day of redemption. Can I get an amen? Let's look at our next point right here. Jesus came to redeem fallen mankind. Praise God. Because, listen, God so loved the world that he gave his, what? Only begotten Son. In the fall, in the garden, when Adam and Eve bit and they were told not to eat, did that take God off guard? No. God made a provision already. He slew the Lamb of God already before the foundation of the world. Aren't you so blessed he thought of you and I? He was thinking of us, even in the garden, even when they rebelled. God was still thinking of us. And because all humanity is sinful, saints, we needed a Savior. Can I get an amen? Amen? Otherwise, we will die in our sins and face condemnation. Jesus came to rescue us. I'm so blessed he came to rescue us. Oh, yes. Right here in Luke, it's for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. How many of you can honestly say at one time you were lost? Come on, man. We were lost. I like how Brother G says, man, some of us was toe up from the flow up. Man, some of us was running from the po-po. Huh? Oh, okay, not you, huh, brother? Okay. Well, Brother Steve, he grew up as an angel in disguise. Hey, listen, we all have a tainted past, amen? But guess what? It was the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, that erased that tainted past. Can I get an amen? So now, when God looks down upon us, guess what? He doesn't see your sin no more. Did you know that? Guess what he sees? He sees the blood, hallelujah, that was shed on Calvary's cross. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. God took care of business. Now, all he's asking us is to walk in faith and believe everything that he has for us. Can I get an amen? Let's look at our third principle. He came to revive the faltering hope of those who were looking for the Messiah. See, during that time, man, they wanted the Messiah to come. Well, at that time, before Jesus came, Rome was there. And they were under the tyranny of Rome. And they were oppressed. Rome became their taskmasters at that time. You notice Israel always had a problem? They had a problem from day one. They always had to submit to taskmasters. Well, if you saw yesterday's movie, The Ten Commandments, that was a type of people or a type of foreshadow of sin being our slave master. And so the same way they needed to be delivered after 430 years of bondage, hallelujah, Jesus had to come to set us free. And he could only do it by the blood of the Lamb. Can I get an amen? Amen. Only the blood of the Lamb. Listen, this proclamation was prophesied in the Old Testament by Isaiah. Now, we look at this as a Christmas scripture, but we need to look a little further to see who he was. And look at this. In Isaiah 9:6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder." Listen, when Jesus comes, he will rule and reign with a rod of iron. And guess what? He's going to eradicate the sin in this world. How many can't wait for that to take place? Oh, yes, I can't wait. He's going to bring everything in order. Even right now, when we see the world that's out of order, he's going to bring it into order. And look what it says. "And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God." So, you know, when they come knocking on your door on Saturdays, those ones that say Elder so-and-so, some of them are riding on a 10-speed. Some of them have these leather bags. You let them know that Jesus is the Mighty God, and they will flee. You don't have to be a theologian at that time. Just say, "Hey, let's pray because Jesus is a mighty God." See ya! They're going next door. He's the everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. Listen, when the Spirit of God comes upon your life, hallelujah, he'll give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. Some of you came to the cross, man. You were all shooken up from the cares and the affairs of this life. And then when Jesus came and he poured out his Spirit upon you, man, he gave you his life. God didn't live in fear. He gave us a spirit of love, power, and of a sound mind. Thank you, God. We serve a mighty God. Can I get an amen, saints? A mighty God. And so they were crying out. They were crying out, "We have found the Messiah." In the book of John, they have found the Messiah. And guess what he came to do during that time? He restored their hope. Their hope. But it didn't end there, because they were still under the tyranny of Rome, and they thought that Jesus was going to come to set them free from that tyranny. Uh-uh. They had no clue that he came to set us free from our sins. It was a spiritual kingdom he was talking about. But when he comes again, hallelujah, it won't be a spiritual kingdom anymore. He's going to rule and reign here on this earth. Can I get an amen? How many can't wait till that takes place? Man, I can't wait. Man, I'm saying, God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done on the cross. Let's look at our fourth point. He came to offer his life as a sacrifice on the cross for our sins. Thank you, God. Oh, yes, he did. Listen, when you look at the cross, just look at your life. Look at your life, past, present, and even the future, because Jesus died for you and I that we can have life and life everlasting. Hallelujah. You know, Peter, who was the apostle that preached the first sermon when he got filled with the Holy Ghost, what did he write down on there that we can understand regarding the cross? Right up here in 1 Peter 2:24, he himself, what, bore our sins in his body on the cross. So when Jesus laid on there, and he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He bore our sins for you and I. And this is why we can celebrate this day, amen? We can celebrate. Thank you, Jesus, for rising again. Thank you, God. Look at this. "So that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed." We heard a testimony. By his wounds on the cross, our brother Sean was healed. Come on, come on. Can we get amen to that? And many of you, God has healed. He has delivered you from drugs and alcohol and all kinds of manner of iniquity. Some of you were religious and never went that direction, but he delivered you from self-righteousness. Hallelujah. He's given you peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you, God. It was God who did it all. He did it all, saints. So Jesus' death provided redemption that accomplished salvation for us today. Amen. And let's go to our next point. Look at this. He came to introduce us to the power of the Holy Spirit. Glory. Woo, hallelujah. Listen, if you never been filled with the Holy Ghost, guess what? Today's your opportunity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have an evangelist that God has gifted his hands because 28 years ago, he laid hands on me. Hallelujah. And I was just seeking God. I was like maybe a week old in my Christian life. And man, the Holy Ghost fell on me. Man, I was just like flowing. I must have called up 50 people. And they all said, man, what's he on now? I was just getting hang-ups and hang-ups and hang-ups. But man, I was so lit up. I was so empowered. I had no wisdom, though. I first went to my family. It was like someone gave me an AK-47, and I was going, repent or perish. Repent or perish. I mean, brrr, I was mowing them down. And God said, oh, slow your roll, slow your roll. And later on, God gave me grace. And said, hey, Jesus loves you. You know, God can fill you with a whole bunch of zeal. But that's why we need to be in Bible class. Can I get an amen? We got to know what he's saying to us. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. We praise God. He's a mighty God. Hallelujah. So he introduces what? To the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is what Jesus said. He said this. He says, I will pray the Father and he will give you another helper. Who's that helper? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. That he may abide with you till next week. Until the next sin you commit. Forever. Oh, that's right. It's written. Forever. And how long is forever? Forever. Why? Because you have to understand that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Can I get an amen? So when we look at the next verse right up here, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. You see, those people that you know that are not saved in the sphere of influence of your life, pray that God will give them ears to hear and eyes to see, because they cannot see truth. They have sown and believed in the lie. And so when you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes truth to you. So they've been hearing the lie and lie. So when we come and bring truth, it's like foreign to them, huh? But you have to pray, because this is a spiritual battle. Can I get an amen? The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. They can't see it. Oh, but when he comes upon you, you will know he has come upon you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As I shared, when he laid hands on me, I was never the same. 28 years ago, I never, man, God has kept me steadfast on him by the grace of God. Not because, oh, I have to do this. No, because of his call. Yes, that's right. And when you understand the call, then you embrace the call. And now you're walking with all the bumps and bruises, you're walking and walking. Sometimes you don't even know where you're going, but you're following Jesus by faith. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. But you know him, for he dwells in you and will be in you. And so, hallelujah, when you're feeling God in you, man, he's just welled up in your soul. Man, that's the evidence, man, that he has set a down payment on you. That's the guarantee. The Holy Ghost that lives inside of you. Amen? Amen. And listen, we don't operate in feelings, because one day you may not feel him. But I heard the cage story this morning. The dog wanted to be with Brother G. He didn't want to be in that cage. Well, sometimes when we don't feel God, you should be crying, oh God, I want to be in your presence. Amen. And guess what? All of a sudden, bam, here he comes. Hey, I never left you. He'll never forsake you. Can I get an amen? Amen? Look at this. He came to show us how to love and forgive one another. That's one of the toughest things right there. Oh. I forgive you, but I still remember. How many struggle with that one? But you still remember. God is saying, man, erase it. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sins. So when you truly forgive, man, guess what? Man, God does the miraculous. He will empower you to forgive your brother and your sister. Can I get an amen? There's people in our life that are going to rub you wrong. They're going to rub you wrong, and it's going to happen. And if it hasn't happened, keep on living. It will. It will. But when the Lord truly comes upon you, as we read in Isaiah, he's the Prince of Peace, right up here. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will what? Forgive you. But if you do not forgive men your trespasses, oops, neither will your Father forgive. So this is critical, isn't it? So we got to believe God that, you know what, God, I'm going to believe your word that I am going to be faithful to that. I'm going to believe you, God. Can I get an amen? Amen. We got to believe God because God's able to do all things in our life. Look at this. He came to leave us truths and teachings to transform our lives and prepare us to meet him in the future. Listen, if you don't have a sense of urgency to see the Lord, then you have to do retrospect and say, God, are you truly living inside of me? Because when the Holy Ghost is inside you, man, you want more of him. And you can't wait to see him face to face. You can't wait till he transforms this earthly body to a body like his. Listen, when he rose again, he was the first prototype. He's the only one right now that has that body. No one on this earth has a body like his. Can I get an amen? And so when he comes and takes his church home, we're going to be changed and we're going to be just like him. Thank you, God. I can't wait. How many can't wait for that moment? You know why? Because he will give you the one to give you all the peace that you will ever need. Because he is the Prince of Peace. Can I get amen? Look at this. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. How many today, maybe, just maybe, you've come into this place, maybe for the first time, and there's some things in your life that are fearful. Maybe you're going through a financial situation or a relational situation, or maybe someone's done you wrong. Whatever the case may be, there's always that moment of fear that will set in. I'm here to let you know that when the kingdom of God comes upon you, he will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. And you will leave this place not fearful, but faithful unto God. Because he will give you the peace. Can I get an amen? Amen. We serve a mighty God. I hope you know we serve a mighty God. And he's what worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. Now, one of the things why he rose again, he left to bring the comforter. This is critical. Because I'm going to ask this question. How do we communicate with God? Do we text him? Do we Facebook God? Do we email him? Do we send up smoke signals? Huh? How do we communicate with God? Huh? He came to teach us how to pray. Listen, I'm always going to encourage. Now, tonight we don't have no prayer tonight. Praise God. We're going to be with our families. But I want to encourage you to come out to pray with us when we have prayer service. Man, that's the time God meets us. Can I get an amen, brother? Man, there was about four of us one day. We were just sitting right here and the Holy Ghost came. We were dancing and shouting and the rabbi kind of glanced in. Man, there's only four of them in here. I wonder what they're on. Man, I'm telling you, when you're filled with God's joy, you're going to shout anywhere. You're going to proclaim him. You're going to testify him. Just like our brother and sister did today. They testify what God has done for them. Thank you, God. And so we see in Scripture that Jesus, he was the perfect example. And throughout Scripture, you find where he sneaks away to get away to pray. Look at this. Early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place and was praying there. He loved to pray. Man, just sometimes you have to tell the flesh, man, I got to just drop this burrito. And I got to get before you, Lord. You just got to drop it, man. Just say, you know what? I'll microwave you later. I need to be before God right now. Can I get an amen? That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Well, someone said, but you're talking about my burrito, man. Now, we also find in another scripture, look. Now, it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place when he sees that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray. They were hungry for God. And they saw that he was a man of God. They didn't understand fully yet that he was the Son of God. But the examples that Jesus was showing them exemplified his greatness, who he was, that he was a glorious man that came down. He was a God that came down to be a man like us. And so they saw a perfect example. And so they said, Lord, teach us how to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And so we should always set aside that time to give God our full attention. Can I get amen? Amen. Why? Because you and I, our life is filled with concerns. And if you're not concerned about anything, get off your meds. Because sometimes we drown ourselves with meds. Oh. No, man. God's concerned. And guess what? He can take you off your meds. Can I get amen? Amen. That's right. Without prayer, we have no power to live as he desires. We got to have his power. Wonder-working power. As long as I've known the evangelist, my brother operates, man, in power. Power. Man, when he lays hands, it seems like there's a funnel that opens up from heaven. And boom. It drops down, and it goes through him like a conduit. God chose that. He didn't ask for it. I think if you hear his testimony, he wanted to be an actor in Hollywood. God had a better plan. Hallelujah. Now he's been around the world. He's been in the Philippines and Indonesia. He's been in places you and I wouldn't go to. Let alone he's been in Africa. Uh-uh. Too many bugs and spiders and snakes. And you can go for me, brother. Here, I'll support you. Here's a few bucks. Go. Just go. Go. Listen. He came to give us assurance of life after death. Come on, man. Listen. I'm sorry. Walmart can't give you that guarantee. Nothing can give you the guarantee of eternal life. Can I get an amen? Jesus had to come, hallelujah, and seal the deal. But a lot of people believe that all these religions work. No, they don't. You know why? Because Buddha, Confucius, and all these other, Allah, all these, they're still in their graves. Their bones are still there. None of them has risen up. And the only one that rose from the dead is who? Jesus. Come on, one more time. Who? Jesus. He's the only one that rose up. Hallelujah. Why? Because he told his best friends. Look what he told his best friends. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies. Hey, don't be afraid of death. I know some of us were at the brink of death. Man, there's testimonies, man, where, man, I don't know how I got to this. But he saved our bacon, didn't he? Jesus came. And man, he intervened. You know why? Let me tell you why we're still here. Because he still wants something from your life. And you know what he wants? That you would glorify him and magnify him and worship him and testify about his goodness. Can I get an amen? There's people that need to know what God has done for you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. He needs to know that you know why he came for you. Hallelujah. It's not a coincidence. Hallelujah. He just didn't deliver you just to deliver you. Nuh-uh. He said, I'm going to use you now. You're going to tell somebody about me. Hallelujah. You're going to give somebody hope. How many people do you know right now that need hope in your life? Man, they need God in their life. And guess what? Only you can bring that message to them. Only you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Only him. We have the same promise that death will not end our existence. Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Listen, this is so contrary to to what happened 2 days ago. I don't know if you heard this on the news. It's all over the place. I need you to pray for our Catholic friends. But the Pope went on record and said that there's no hell. It's all over the news. Brother Angels, are you sure? So I went, you know, thank God for Google. You can Google it. I got that from Tennessee. You can Google it. And so we did. And he went on record saying that the people that love God will be with God, and the people that don't love God, they'll just disappear. So he erased Revelation 20. He erased Isaiah. He erased everything that if you reject the love of God, that you'll just disappear. So guess what? The billions of Catholics that are following him right now are saying, man, we can sin now, man. We can just party. And guess what? I don't need to get right with God. I'll just disappear. But Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Check me. Listen, what I say here, check it out. Go to Google. Google it. Listen, saints, listen, he came to assure us that heaven is our home. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And guess what? The only ones that are going to be there are the ones that are washed in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. The Bible's clear. There's a lot of thieves and robbers. They want to climb up some other way. Jesus says, I am the door. And all that passed through me, hallelujah. He goes, I know each and every one of them because they are my sheep and they hear my voice. Can I get an amen? Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, look at this. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. And if it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. Listen, I've seen some of the most beautiful homes in our county. By the grace of God, it was about maybe 15 years ago, we went on a realtor tour and we went to Rancho Santa Fe. And you need permission to get into that neighborhood. I saw a $40 million home. $40 million. They had an 80-inch flat-screen TV in the toilet. They had a swimming pool from the outside going into the living room. They had horse corrals, tennis courts, basketball courts. They had a huge... You see how big this room is. They had a movie theater in their home as big as this. $40 million. But let me just say this. The place that Jesus has prepared for us, hallelujah. That thing over there pales in comparison to what God has prepared for us. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We don't have to worry about the Ammonites and the Jebusites and all the termites. We don't have to worry about the plumbing. We don't have to worry about, oh, my house is eroding. Because what God has prepared for us, he prepared it with his hands. Hallelujah. And it'll never fade away. Thank you, God. We're going to see something so glorious, we're going to drop to our knees. And what comes to my mind, if you haven't seen it yet, go see it. I could only imagine. Man, if you want a good sobbing cry, man, go see that movie. You know why? Because that song is resonating in my heart right now still, because we can't imagine how we're going to, when we see Jesus face to face, are we going to fall to our knees? Are we going to sing hallelujah? What are we going to, are we going to embrace him? We don't know. All I know is that we're going to see him face to face. Thank you, God. Aren't you so blessed? So don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let the cares and affairs of this world bog you down. God has the best for you and the best is yet to come. Let's move on. He came to prepare us to live in a way that influences others. Can I get an amen? Listen, he told Peter this right up here. Do I have it up here? Okay, no, I'll read it to you. Thank you, God. He says, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not overpower it. Can I get an amen? Man, oh, we live. Man, I'm telling you, man, we have a merciful God. And the gates of hell cannot prevail over your life. Aren't you so blessed to know that he is for you? Did you know that he's not against you? Did you know he goes before you? He goes above you. He goes beneath you. He goes beside you. He's everywhere at once, watching your life as you journey through this life. And all he's saying is, trust me with all your heart. Trust me with all your soul. Trust me with all your mind. And watch me do the miraculous in your life. Saints, God wants the glory that comes from your life. Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. So he came to establish his church. And now I find the scripture right here. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not empower it. Can I get an amen? Amen. Isn't God so good? Come on, we're coming in for a close now. We're coming in. Hallelujah. Some of you, man, go, man, when is this preacher going to hurry up? I got ribs at home going. Don't worry. Hometown buffet ain't going to run out of food. We're almost done. We're almost done here. Listen. Despite persecution, trials, and suffering, he has accomplished his mission of building a church that endures through generations for 2,000 years. It's still here. Hello? It's still here. You know, we may be a few numbers here, but throughout the world, there are billions of believers. Can I get an amen? Yeah. That love the Lord, that are filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So now, he came to prepare us, saints, for his second coming. So this is where you got to fasten your seatbelt. Okay, you got to make sure you got oil in the engine. You got to make sure the tires got air. Because we're going to go on a wild ride. Because we're living in the last days. How many believe we're living in the last days? Yeah. If you see all the things that are happening in this world, Russia, China, all these are mounting up to come against us. Oh, yeah. This is why this is the time to draw close to God. Draw closer than ever to him. Because he's coming soon. Look at this. He came to get us ready for his second coming. Aren't you so blessed to know that? Look at this right here. Immediately. This is in Matthew 24, 29. He prophesied 2,000 years, and now it's about ready to come to pass. And this is why we need to be ready for his second coming. Can I get an amen? He will come. If he came and he left and he sent us the promise and we have the Holy Spirit, then we got to believe that he's coming again. Right? He's coming again, right? Look at this. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven. The powers of heaven will be shaken. Right now, the earth is shaken. There's more earthquakes than ever before, ever recorded. Volcanoes are erupting right now. We've seen the blood moons. We've seen all these things. He said, in those days, you will see all these things happening before I come. And look at this. The sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the cloud. Why are people going to mourn? Not us. The people that rejected him. They're going to go, oh, man, I had my opportunity, man. And you're going to say, hey, wait a minute. I got some good friends that know you. Well, they're going to be a little too late. Look at this. And the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Not great glory, but great glory. Hallelujah. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. This is why every morning we blast the trumpet. Why? Because one day heaven is going to blast one of these and we're going to be caught up to be with him. Can I get an amen? Amen. Come on. If we believe he came and died and rose again, you got to believe he says that when the shout comes, he's going to take us home. Can I get an amen? Amen. You know, there's churches, they don't care about telling you about that. Well, we care here because we care about you. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect. So look at each other. Just look at each other right now. God has elected you. Tell your neighbor, God has elected you. God has elected you. And guess what? If you don't feel like you've been elected today, you can get elected. Hallelujah. Just sign your name on the ballot. Sign your name on the ballot. Hey, the Bible says there's room at the cross. There's always room at the cross. Look at this. He's going to gather his elect from the four winds of one end of heaven to the other. He's going to gather all the saints. Us. He's going to gather us. Man, how many can't wait to be gathered? He'll deliver us from this life Hallelujah. No more diabetes. No more sicknesses. No more flus. There'll be nothing like that no more. We'll have a new body just like his to live forever. Can I get an amen? Look at that. Now learn this parable from the fig tree. When its branch has already become tender and puts forth the leaves, you know that summer is near. That is Israel coming back to the land. And God prophesied that when they were scattered, they would come back to the land. In 1948, they became a nation in one day. So now the clock is ticking. God is about ready to come back for us. Can I get an amen? Man, that you should be excited. Forget about the turkey dinner that's waiting for you. Man, think about what God is about to do. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Look at this. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors. Surely I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place, and they're happening right before our eyes. So are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Look, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. But of that day and hour, no one knows. Aren't you so blessed that you don't know? You know why? I truly believe because he wants you, when he comes for us, he wants you to be walking in faith. If he told you, you go, oh man, I got to go get this last sin in. Mm-mm. He wants you to have your heart connected with him, knowing that any time he's coming. Hallelujah. And you want to be about your father's business. Can I get an amen? Look at this. But of that day, no one knows. Not even the angels of heaven. But my father only knows. But as the days of Noah were, so also the coming of the Son of Man. How were the days of Noah? Very sinful. It was very evil. It was very wicked. And it was very, very... Today. It's like today. I'm trying to find the word where you just go up to someone and, oh, violent. It's very violent. It's violent. How many believe the world's violent right now? Come on, man, look at the shootings that are taking place. Come on, man, when I was a kid, man, we could play till 10 o'clock on our bikes and have to worry about that. Now you can't even let your kid go out. Man, you got to lock your doors. You got to just close the blinds, lock the doors, man. Because you don't know who's coming to your doorstep no more. But look at this. For as the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So will also be the coming of the Son of Man be. Then two men will be in the field. One will be taken, the other one left. You know why one's taken? Those are us, the believers. The other one are the ones that were playing church. They weren't part of the church. So it's about being the real church. Can I get amen? Amen. And it's by faith. Some of you are getting baptized, man. God's going to do a radical thing in your life. God is going to, you know what he's going to do? He's going to show himself up in you. And you're going to know. He's gonna bear witness in your soul. But know this, that the master of the house had known what the hour or the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed this to be broken in. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Can I get an amen? Amen. So saints, I'm gonna close with this. For those of you that don't know how Jesus is coming, he's coming just like this. We all know he came as a little baby. Through the virgin birth. Can I get amen? Amen? We know he grew up to be about 33 and a half years old, and then he was crucified for us. We know we're celebrating the resurrection day because he rose again. Can I get amen? Amen? But this is how he's coming back again. Thessalonians 4:13, but I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep. Those are those people that have already died in Christ. They're still, you know, they're dead. Who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. But we have hope. Can I get an amen? For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. He's going to bring those that have passed away. He's going to bring them with him. That's the promise. So listen, we don't know the hour of the day. And if it's your last day on earth, whatever that day is, he's going to remember to bring you first. Oh, yes. And look at this. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will shout and descend from heaven with the voice of an archangel and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be what? Caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord. That's how he's coming again. He's going to, boom, rapture us out of here. Thank you, God. And he's not going to even warn us. It's just going to, bam, happen. Hallelujah. And so this is why my encouragement, keep walking in faith. Hallelujah. Keep trusting in God. Keep loving your neighbor as yourself. Can I get an amen? Keep doing the things that God has called you to do and watch God do the miraculous in your life. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Man, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. So I always close with a couple of questions, and then we'll pray. Number one, have you received the salvation Jesus made possible? Amen. If not, what is keeping you from trusting in him? Number three, if you have been saved, are you living in the benefits he provided for you? I see many of you living for him, and that blesses my heart. Number four, how have his teachings and truths transformed your life? It's only the word. Only God can raise you up. Can I get an amen? And how do they give you assurance and hope in the future and in the death? I'm praying right now for someone that maybe don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask that you would pray this simple prayer. Now, the prayer don't save you. It's your faith in Jesus Christ that'll save you. I'm going to ask everyone to believe God. Can I get amen? To believe God, that God's able to deliver you and to save you and to bless your life. So pray this simple prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you, God, for my sins that you bore on Calvary's cross. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me. And the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my life. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, give him a shout of praise and glory in the house. Come on, is he worthy? Is Jesus worthy? Come on, is he worthy? Man, Jesus is worthy. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.